Yeah, well, I've been working with members of the board of the Manor Hamilton Childcare Service for some time. There's been issues with regard to funding that's come to a head in recent days where there has to be a suspension of the service, which is a very, very serious problem because up to 97 children and families are affected. I've been in contact with Bernie McNally, who is the Assistant Secretary in the Department of Children and Youth Affairs in relation to this, also public, and speaking on a frequent basis with Tommy Lavelle of the Leitrim County Childcare Committee and its chairman, Pascal Mooney, also, and also members of the board. So what needs to happen is the department through public need to make funding available to the service to make sure that it continues. There are some legacy issues there that the department were concerned about, and we're trying to have the appropriate information provided to the department so that they can ensure that adequate funding is in place so that the service resumes as quickly as possible. As I said, there's a lot of children affected by it. And that's what we're working towards with the people that I just mentioned in terms of trying to get information into the department that gives them the confidence that, they should have in the service and they're entitled to have in the service, and ensure that we get the money that we can get this service back up and running as quickly as possible. The unacceptable situation, because I understand that there isn't sufficient alternatives available for childcare. This is going to be very disruptive for people with families, children, in terms of the care that they need, and so we need to redouble our efforts to ensure that money can be found as quickly as possible to provide for these families and their children.
They surely knew that this was going to happen, and they should have given parents and children a little bit more warning, really.
Well, as I understand it, there may have been some legacy issues. A new board has been put in place lately, and they're working very hard with the department to try and get the thing resolved. I'm not happy that it's come to this, definitely not. I want to do all I can to make sure this funding is made available. It's not yet been made available. And as I said, I'm working with all parties to try and ensure that, whatever it is that the department is looking for is provided so that we can get the required funding so that the children have their places to go and families can continue with their work and business.
And I've heard reports there have been overstaffing issues, something like 12-month contracts being put into a facility like this. Do you know why that's been allowed?
I'm not familiar with the individual staffing levels or contracts that would be available to staff, but I know that the department are anxious to fund it, but what they want to ensure is the taxpayers' money is spent in the adequate way and gets value for money and so on. And I understand that business plans and viability are a concern for the department. I have no doubt that the service is needed in Manor Hamilton. I have no doubt that it will be viable, and I have no doubt that there is enough business there to ensure that the department will be satisfied. So we need to double our efforts, as I've said, to ensure that the department accept that and provide the funding through programmes that exist within the department to provide funding for services that do run short.